Aquatic invasive species cause billions of dollars in damage every year. Many hitchhike here from foreign ports in the ballast tanks of cargo ships. And even when those ships declare that they have no ballast on board, the ballast tanks still have muck in the bottom where invasive species hide. David Reed is with the Great Lakes Environmental Research Lab. He says their research supports the idea that all ships should rinse out their tanks during their journey across the ocean.
Well, that's why we call it swish and spit. From the point of view of a ballast tank, it's very similar to doing a mouthwash. You're taking in a little bit of fluid, sloshing it around, and spitting it, or in this case, pumping it out.
Reed says the practice doesn't get rid of every creature lurking in the ballast tanks, but it's better than doing nothing at all. Right now, the U.S. does not require swish and spit for ships that declare no ballast on board. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.